market intelligence. This subject's going to be the value of FaceTime. I'm just going to talk about real-time activity that I had last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Wednesday, I had a junior rep, well, someone who has never been straight commission sales, recently got his real estate license, and he wanted to come out and watch what I did for generating business for my company. I just randomly took him to a location in a section of Tampa with an industrial property that I was selling. We made 10 calls. First call was to someone that I knew that had a product that they were launching, and we had a good conversation with his assistant, Kim. Two, three, four, and five were just drop-offs. Number six was I met a president of a company that owns an oil company, had a conversation about his dad handing over the company. I knew his dad from calling on them 3 years prior. Number nine was just a drop-off. And number 10, the rep I was with had to make a call to accept a job for a real estate firm that I recommended him to. So I just walked in, and the guy that greeted me asked me to hold on a minute, and he got the manager, and the manager happened to be a person that had met me a year prior looking at a building that I had listed. They didn't buy it. However, they were still in the market, and I shared with them a new property that we have, which is actually a better solution for what they're looking for, is a piece of land that they could put their own building on. Okay, so I explained that to the young guy I was with, and I also told him that the transaction size for this land was just under $500,000, and I would make, you know, close to $16,000 on the transaction. Wednesday, the person that I normally go out cold calling with, my synergistic cold calling partner, who's a copy machine salesman, canceled. I was a little under the weather. I didn't want to do it, but I said, well, I'll make 10 and get it under my belt before I went to a broker's open house that day. First couple I called on were just drop-offs. The third one, the person predictably told me that they were in the middle of a lease. Four, five, and six were just drop-offs. Number seven, I walked into a company that seemed a little bit interested. So I handed them the flyer, and then I walked in the following door right beside them, and it happened to be the same company, and the owner of the company called me in. He asked what I had, I told him, and he said that they were in the market to buy a 10,000 square foot building. Number nine, which was right next door to them, also said they were in the market to lease a 10,000 square foot building, close proximity to where they were located. I dropped off 11 and 12. Nothing happened on those. And then I went to a broker's open house right up the street. My friend Jeff was at the open house, and I asked him if he had any product right now. I told him I met two 10,000 square foot users, and he said he was just about ready to list right across the street from where these folks are located. A 10,000, an 8,000, and a 12,000 square foot building. So, bottom line is, the two opportunities that I met earlier, I was able to marry up to some information that I received from my friend Jeff, and potentially we have a deal to either lease or sell those buildings for him. So, I guess the value of face-to-face time for me is that I can't really predict how it's going to go, but I always have a success of at least talking to several decision makers and at a point where they're interested in looking in the market. I mean, I found three opportunities in 2 days just walking in the door. And I always challenge myself to say, well, this really doesn't work, but I'll see if I can not find something today. And I haven't been able to. I usually walk into something. So my message would be, if you want to generate, you know, deal flow or opportunity, or compound opportunities for yourself, make the effort to go out and meet 10 people a day and have some FaceTime. I'll talk to you on the next session. Thanks.